Hello there, friends. Welcome to yet another episode of Mathematics Simplified. It's been a long time since the last episode, but I am very hopeful that all of you have been learning mathematics and doing mathematics, because learning by doing is the best way of understanding the concepts of mathematics. Today we are going to take up a special topic known as the fundamental principle of counting, n permutations and combinations. As we see in our daily lives that we have so many options to do a certain thing, be it creating an ensemble or choosing a certain road to move from a place A to B, or choosing a pair of shoes from amongst the given ones, or maybe something else. Assume that a child has 3 t-shirts and 2 pairs of pants. In how many ways can he or she dress up using these? Let's name the t-shirts as T1, T2 and T3, and the pairs of pants as P1 and P2. How many pairs of dresses can be made? They can be T1, P1 or T1, P2 or T2, P1, T2, P2, T3 combined with P1 or T3 combined with P2. So in all, there can be 6 ways that this mixing can be done to create 6 different ensembles or dresses. Let us now assume that there are 3 towns, A, B and C. There are 3 ways or roads to reach from the town A to B, and there are 4 ways or roads to reach from the town B to C. If we name the roads as A1, A2 and A3 to go from A to B, and B1, B2, B3 and B4 to go from B to the town C, in how many ways can a traveler go from the town A to C? The different ways here are A1, B1, A1, B2, A1, B3, A1, B4 and so on. In all, there are going to be 12 such ways. Therefore, problems of this kind are solved by applying a principle known as the fundamental principle of counting, which states that if an event can occur in X different ways, following which another event can occur in Y different ways, then the total number of ways in which these events can occur in the given order is the product X into Y. The principle can also be generalized for n number of events where n is a finite number. For example, if there are 3 events where the first one can occur in X number of ways, the second one in Y number of ways, and the third one in Z number of ways, then the total number of ways of the occurrence of these events in the given order is the product X into Y into Z. In real life situations, we can choose a pair of dress from amongst a given set of dresses, a set of roads from a place A to B or C, a set of selection of a school bag or tiffin, a set of selecting a letter for a word, and so on. This version of the principle is used when we have to do the things one after the other, and a sense of this and that and is there, right? And if the problem involves a sense of options like either this or that or something else, then we use the principle and add up the options. This is called the fundamental principle of counting in the product and sum way. So today we have discussed the fundamental principle of counting. Next time we will be taking up some really interesting examples to understand this thing a bit more. Till that time, keep learning, my friends.